Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Muhammad. Thank you for joining us. We want to start by talking about HUDA, which is the Humanitarian Development Alliance in South Africa. Can you quickly give us, our listeners, an idea of what exactly HUDA is?
The Humanitarian Development Alliance is an institution that has been established, and the vision of HUDA SA is to sustain and enhance the legacy, positive legacy of Muslims in serving humanity in South Africa. The mission of HUDA SA is to strengthen the work of Islamic work and the collaboration between Muslim institutions in South Africa.
So you've said it's to strengthen the Muslims' humanitarian role in South Africa. Can you elaborate on how you foresee that happening? How does HUDA actually fit in helping Muslims strengthen their humanitarian role?
Okay, so what HUDA SA has done is we, inshallah, on the 13th of October, we're going to launch the first draft of the Muslim Integrated Development Plan for South Africa. Now, this is a very important plan. It's a plan of the Ummah by the Ummah. And what we have done is basically we have developed this plan based first on a pilot project in Durban within the Ekurhuleni municipality. We looked at the work of all Muslim institutions within Durban. There's over 200 Muslim institutions that we have interviewed and completed surveys of what work they are doing in respect of Islamic work and serving humanity. And what we have done basically is we have taken this information and we have developed it into a cloud-based application on the internet, and we have put it together. So what it's going to do for us, it's going to tell us the story of what institutions are doing within South Africa. For example, the social investment of Muslim institutions. What are we doing to help humanity in respect of education, health and nutrition, water and sanitation? And we will develop a report that will show to the community of South Africa that Muslims have contributed so much in respect of South Africa. This, how many people and who we have helped in the various communities within South Africa. So it will produce that report. Then it will produce a second report, the Islamic Development Programs Report, where it will tell us where all our madrasas, our masjids, and what activities are happening in these communities, in our communities, to uplift the Muslim Ummah, what dawah programs are taking place within the Muslim Ummah. So that's the second report. Then it will give us the Muslim Institution Database. But it's not a simple database. It's a very integrated database where it looks at within each area, which institutions are providing what support to people in those areas. So it gives us a full comprehensive database of where we're working as Muslim institutions. But then it will give us a third level, which is very important, on strategy per area of what the Muslim integrated development plan for each area and how do we strengthen the work of Islamic work in these various areas and charitable work in these various areas of South Africa that we are working towards. So what are we doing is basically we're providing very important information, and then we're providing a blog within the cloud-based application that we developed on the Muslim Integrated Development Plan, where Muslim institutions, community workers can exchange ideas, can definitely have meetings, can look at ways in which we can minimize duplication in the services of welfare, social welfare and relief, and how we can basically work together stronger, not as a single organization, but as an ummah. Because the Muslim Integrated Development Plan is the plan of the ummah. And all the HUDA SA is doing is we are administering and we are maintaining basically this Muslim Integrated Development Plan. For now, we are doing it within Durban, but inshallah, after the launch, by the first launch, we intend then expanding it basically throughout South Africa.
Right, okay. I just want to backtrack slightly. So the aim is to basically to disclose the Muslim involvement in society, to put it in a nutshell.
Yes, it does.
Okay, but now the actual terminology that you've used is integrated, but surely there would be some that say by actually outlining just the Muslim involvement in society, you're separating the Muslims from everyone else in society, that it shouldn't be labeled that this is literally the contribution only by the Muslim community.
Well, it's important for us to understand that we do represent the Muslim community of South Africa, and we are first and foremost doing a very important plan in respect of the Muslim strategy of the Muslim Ummah. You must realize that as much as we are saying the Muslim contribution to society, we are also talking about the Islamic programs of Muslims in addressing the spiritual needs of Muslims. For example, masjids, madrasas, that concerns the Muslim community. I think it's also important for people to realize that Muslims, as Muslims, are contributing to the upliftment of humanity. What will happen over a period of time? We will bring in the government's integrated development program into this program. So we will have two programs, and we will see, so we know what is happening. And we possibly, over the period of time, would look at other communities and their contribution. But this is looking at the... We're not separating the Muslim community. We are providing and presenting what we are doing as a Muslim ummah.
Right, okay. And you mentioned that it started in Durban. What was the reason for Durban as opposed to any other city in South Africa?
We established the organization in Durban. Mm-hmm. So most, all of us are based in Durban. And we decided to use, because we are based here, and because of the lack of resources, because you need the resources to do the research, the survey, to develop the cloud-based application. So therefore, we said, okay, let's use Durban as a pilot program, and we'll be able to learn. It does not cost us as much as for us now to move to Cape Town or to Johannesburg or the rest of the other nine provinces of South Africa. So we will start in Durban, and then obviously the cost will be much confined, and the resources are here for now. And then inshallah, as we develop it, we will then open it to the rest of the community throughout South Africa. And we look at other Muslim institutions throughout South Africa that would like to partner with us. But I think what is very important is that this is not an umbrella body. Mm-hmm. This is a support structure. Now, what do I mean by that? Is each, we recognize the major contributions by an individual or a big organization. Okay? And each one still remains independent. Each one is the amir or amira of their very institutions or the work that they are doing. All we are doing is facilitating the process of a platform where we can work together as Muslims in serving humanity.
Right, okay. And in terms of, you mentioned the cost factor of completing this program. On your website, there's a target of 2.5 million, I assume, rands, but there was no figure, there was no currency attached to it. Is this what you foresee being the total amount it'll take for you to complete the entire project?
To complete the entire project, if we have to do it fully, it is, yes, 2.8. If we have to open it nationally and have people do it nationally, then it will cost us 2.5 million. Per year.
Per year. Okay.
Because we'll need staffing throughout the country. Because it's not a simple, you know, the challenge we have, if we do send a survey form to Muslim institutions, mm-hmm. and somebody completes it. And sometimes what happens is people just do not have the time. So the best way we found is if we go to them, we meet with them on a specific day at a time, and then we interview them and complete the form at the same time, then it will be completed. So if we have sufficient funding, we will be able to have more resources and more staff throughout the country. Currently, it's like we have one full-time person, which is myself, and we have a few volunteers that are assisting. But this is a mammoth task, and we open it nationally.
Right. And how long do we need
whatever resources we can.
Sure. And how long do you foresee the entire project if you were to complete the project in the whole of South Africa? How long do you foresee it taking in terms of years?
With very limited resources, it would probably take us a five-year period.
Right.
And if we have sufficient resources, it could take us 2 years, inshallah.
Okay.
But it's also, you know, you need to understand when it comes to these type of resources, I think that the Muslim community is a very generous community. Mm-hmm. But this is the first of its kind to do something at this level. Because we're basically visiting every area, for example, within Durban, at every corner to find out what is happening and what is the contribution of Muslims in that respected area.
Right. So, Mr. Muhammad...
And also, we're starting with the Muslim community because we are from the Muslim community.
Yes.
And we feel that if we have to do anything, we start from the Muslim community. And let's set the example. And then we can engage with the rest of society.
In terms of doing the same thing for a different religion? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in respect of the for any other group or even government, we will look at the social investment in respect of what work you're doing in respect of social investment, education,
right.
training,
mm-hmm.
That aspect. From a religious aspect, we will remain within the Muslim community.
Right, okay. And what do you
say? Because like I said, there's two separate parts of it. One is the social investment, and that is helping humanity in a general context. And then there's a Muslim aspect of the Islamic aspect of what are we doing as a Muslim community
mm-hmm.
in respect of spiritual development. Inshallah, on the 13th of October in Durban
okay.
at the Islamic Guidance Hall in Overport
mm-hmm.
At 6:30 in the evening, that's a Friday evening,
okay.
we'll be launching the first draft of the Muslim Integrated Development Plan
okay.
for South Africa.
Okay, and then will that be online or will that be an actual hard copy?
Inshallah, we having Dean Channel
okay.
that intends recording it. And from there, inshallah, we'll put it onto the various platforms where
okay.
people can see what we are speaking about and the presentation, inshallah.
Okay.
And we will forward it to the Ummah as we are ready for that, inshallah. But we're also discussing that we intend launching the cloud application, inshallah, just immediately after the first draft so
right.
that we can open it up.
Okay.
Not only nationally, but internationally, inshallah.
Okay, lovely. Thank you so much for your time and good luck with everything on the 13th.
Jazakallah khair.
Okay, assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.